Rick, let's begin today with the latest from Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen.
Of course, the Fed chair has to give testimony to Congress at least two times a year. And Chair Yellen went to Congress and talked about inflation, which the Fed has fairly direct control of how much money is in circulation. And I think some observers of Capitol Hill were a bit less than convinced by Yellen's explanation. People out there in the economy are seeing meat prices going up 7-8%, dairy prices going up 4%, car insurance 5%. Yet Chair Yellen is saying that inflation is not a problem. And so there are divergent viewpoints on that issue.
Well, Rick, what do you think? Is inflation something that we, the people, should be concerned about?
I'm going to side with Chair Yellen on this, that actually the Fed continues to be more worried about deflation than inflation. They have a measure which they call core personal consumption expenditures, and some folks call it inflation X inflation because it doesn't include food prices and energy prices. But inflation had to rise after the recession that we just exited, and it's getting back to the level where it needs to be. So it's time for the Fed to start thinking about raising interest rates to clamp down on inflation, but it's not yet a concern.
Let's shift gears now, if we could, Rick, to discuss the latest with the administration of the state's $30 million oil spill fund. Of course, your office, the Office of Economic Development and Engagement, has been distributing or administering this fund.
It's hard to believe that the oil spill is now 4 years behind us, and we are hitting the end of the third fiscal year. This was legislation that Senate President Gates authored before he became president, the Oil Spill Recovery Act, and put it through the legislature, and it did call for a $30 million fund, $10 million a year for each of 3 years, to be administered by UWF, and we funded a number of projects with that, working closely with the economic development organizations of the eight counties from Escambia to Wakulla. And I think it's fair to say we've had good success. We will have distributed or at least encumbered, because these awards are performance-based and the funds will not actually be awarded until firms hit the job creation targets that they've committed to. And so we have been able to encumber the bulk of those funds, and we expect to encumber the remaining, I guess it's $1.7 million in funds by the end of the fiscal year. So we're where we need to be. And one of the neat things about it, you know, when the state does incentives, the state typically pays about $10,000 per job in incentives to attract that job. We've been able to do this, and it's cost, if you look at the roughly 10,000 jobs that are directly created by this fund and the $30 million, that's $3,300 per job. So it's been cost effective, a great return for the Florida taxpayer, and it's been a pleasure to work with those businesses. Dr. Bryce Harris and Phyllis Pooley, associate directors of our Office of Economic Development and Engagement at UWF, have done the lion's share of the work on that while I've been working over in Tallahassee with the Senate.
Rick, can you highlight for us some of the businesses or business projects that did receive or will receive the money?
Well, there's interesting ones stretched all across the panhandle of Florida. If you look here, right here in Escambia County, one of the very first and really one of the best projects was to help resolve. Remember that dispute as Navy Federal attempted to purchase land adjacent to it, the 4-H property, and this fund was able to provide assistance in a way that the county could not at that time to resolve those differences, and several thousand jobs are coming to Pensacola. In fact, I'm happy to say as an economist that I'm now hearing grumbling from area employers that Navy Federal, with its plans to hire 500 IT people, information technology folks, over the next several years, is vacuuming up all of the available workers. What a good problem to have, that in some sectors of our local economy, there are now enough jobs so that wages are going to have to rise because employers are not able to find the folks that they want with the skills that they need at the wages that were being paid several years ago. So it's a good news story, I think, for workers and for the local economy.
All right, we'll hold it there. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.